A nonprofit here in Chattanooga aims to provide group piano lab lessons to children and teens in the Eastdale area. The E.N. Bates Music Enrichment Program is holding a series of benefit concerts, and the first is tomorrow night at the Grand Falloon, starting at 7 p.m. It's a tribute to Anita Baker, an evening with Carla Felicia Scaife. Celeste Bates Scaife is Carla's mother and director of the Music Enrichment Program. Celeste, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us more about the program.
Well, the program's mission is to provide group piano lab lessons to children, teens, ages 5 to 17 years, regardless of payment capability. We became 501c3 nonprofit status November 2017, and we're still fundraising, so I guess our target is June to start the program.
This program was launched as a memorial to your father.
Right. Reverend Edward N. Bates, or Ian Bates, he was the pastor of Greater Second Baptist Church, and he also was assistant principal at Chattanooga High School. So he understands the concept of music on children's brains, that kind of thing. But with myself, he determined when I was younger that I had some kind of gift, I guess banging on doors and that kind of thing. He said, he told my mother, she has something special. So I started taking piano lessons at 5. So I've been playing almost 56 years now.
You are in the process of raising funds,
right,
and gathering teachers.
We're thinking about using music majors as facilitators for these classes. That's correct.
And tell us more about where you're looking for teachers.
Here, UTC, Lee, Southern Adventist, the area schools.
Looking at your website, you talk about the group lab approach for teaching piano. Tell me more about that.
Well, it seems that children, I would say, are more free in a group lab environment because of the positive competition between students. It's more social. They meet new friends, and there's a confidence level after a while.
And there's less pressure.
Yes, that's true. There's less pressure.
Because you're part of a group.
Right.
Everybody has their own keyboard, but they're also wearing headphones.
Right.
So they can interact with the teacher and not step on each other.
Right. The teacher has the capability of a private lesson for 5 or 10 minutes while the other ones are doing other things. So I think that's a big positive.
Once you raise the funds that you need and you hire the teachers that you need, what's next?
Well, we will continue the fundraising process because we don't want to add any costs to the students' parents. So we'll continue to obtain grants, that kind of thing. But as far as the program is concerned, we will have twice a year recital, and we'll probably do something regarding fundraising with that. We will partner with other nonprofits that may have the same idea for music. I think that the problem has been that we have these programs and then they play for maybe 3 or 4 months and stop. But I did take piano lessons at Shoddick, so I want to kind of have that kind of feel to it, not just throwing a child on the piano and let them have the opportunity, but we want to have some serious music students out there, piano students.
Where do you plan to teach the students?
Our target is the Eastdale community of East Chattanooga. So we're looking at the modular classroom, and it will be placed between Shalford Road and Tunnel Boulevard. So we're looking at property in that area. My father's church is where he was, is Shalford Road and Tunnel Boulevard. So I want to stay in that same vicinity.
What will the cost be for the parents, for the students?
There won't be any cost.
So all the fundraising,
right,
is to ensure,
right,
that the students can learn for free.
Right. Don't have to worry about that.
How many students do you plan to teach, and what process for accepting students?
Well, each class is 8. The lab is, I have 9 pianos, 1 for the instructor, and 8. These are digital pianos. We'll probably start with a Saturday or a Monday date. I think what we'll probably do is just send a survey out to parents in that area, because we've already done the research, and try to get to them and see their needs for their children and grandchildren.
Because it's not only about teaching children, it's also about engaging with the community.
Right, right.
Building community.
Right. There are no programs in that area like it, so be the first. That's what we're trying to do.
As part of trying to do that, you have something special coming up.
It's our annual premiere event, the Tribute Series. And the first installment of that is January 11th at the Grand Falloon, starting at 7 o'clock. And it's a tribute to Anita Baker, an evening with Carla Felicia Scaife, who is my daughter. And Frank Bumpus, saxophonist, will be featured.
And tell me more about your daughter.
Well, my daughter, 2017, she released a song, a contemporary Christian album. And then 2018, she released a crossover R&B neo-soul song. She's in Divinity School at Vanderbilt right now, getting her master's in theological studies.
So she's got a lot going on.
She's got a lot going on, but she's a very good vocalist.
Why the tribute to Anita Baker?
That's been one of Carla's influences, is Anita Baker. Last year when Anita Baker did her final tour, we went to Atlanta, my daughter and I, and she was just in awe the whole time. But she loves Anita Baker, so I thought it'd be fitting for her to start the series off with Anita Baker.
And where can people go online for more information about the tribute and about the program?
Well, the website is enbatesmusicenrichmentprogram.org. The Tribute Series website is thetributeseries.org, or you can go to Eventbrite and put the Tribute Series and it should come up. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram.
All right. Celeste, thanks so much.
Thank you.